There have been rumors for weeks Google was about to make a big announcement. Michael Slinger, director of business operations for Google Fiber, made it official.
The mayors and Google have invited all of you here to share some great news. We are bringing Google Fiber to the Triangle.
And there were several mayors in the room, from Nancy McFarland of Raleigh to Ronnie Williams of Garner. Google's North Carolina announcement was the biggest so far, including eight municipalities, anchored by Charlotte and the Triangle, which includes Raleigh-Durham and Chapel Hill. Last year, Google began dangling a carrot, as one mayor put it, working with cities to explore the possibility of bringing a super-fast internet and TV service to homes and businesses. It worked.
This kind of fast internet is awesome, especially this time of year when it helps you stream ACC basketball on ESPN without any buffering.
Google Fiber can deliver data 100 times faster than your basic internet service. The broadband speed in an average American home is 11.5 megabits per second. Google Fiber is talking about a gigabit, 1,000 megabits per second. Governor Pat McCrory says it's just what the state needs.
This puts especially our major metro areas in line with the Austin, Texas, and the Silicon Valley, and the Bostons, and New Yorks. And it's very crucial that we get this type of service to not only these metro areas, but in the future, our goals to the rest of the state.
North Carolina recently became the ninth most populous state. Ann Cobblebaum Anderson is a realtor in downtown Raleigh and says the Google Fiber announcement will help attract even more residents and businesses.
The fact that we have high-speed anything here and now Google for everything is going to be amazing, really will. And people do make decisions based on connectivity and if they can live in the same space that they work, and they can do it here.
Google hasn't announced a timeline for its North Carolina installation. There are success stories in the three other cities with Google Fiber, like a geneticist in Provo, Utah, exploring ways to use Google Fiber for critical research. But there are also complaints as construction crews plow through landscape for the new fiber optic lines. Charles Hayes heads the Research Triangle Regional Partnership. He says it's all about being able to compete.
And Google Fiber helps us do that. Everywhere will eventually get it, but we just have it first. And so that gives us a competitive advantage.
Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.